To Portland, Oregon now, which yesterday saw a record-breaking 115 degrees, part of a region-wide heat wave that can be deadly, including for farm workers. Oregon's state version of the federal OSHA has guidance, but is developing heat requirements to go into effect in September. Workers' groups want them now, and they're working with the state to make them stricter. Kate Sussman is an attorney with the Northwest Workers' Justice Project. Kate, what's it like for farm workers?
Currently, farm workers in most states, including Oregon, don't have any specific rights to shade or rest or certain amounts of water when temperatures are really high. And heat stress and heat-related illnesses are a real concern for many farm workers in Oregon.
So what are the rules that are being worked on?
So a large coalition, about 56 groups, just sent in a version of what we would like to see in the rules. And we're calling for things like a long period for workers to acclimatize or get used to the heat. We need things like shade and cold water right there at the work site. We have workers who are out in remote areas, so when someone gets sick, there's no way to contact a supervisor. And importantly, we need a written plan so that employers and workers know what to do when conditions get really unsafe.
Well, and people might say, but in Oregon, this is so rare. 105 degrees, 15, whatever it is. You say what?
We say that we've been asking for these rules for about 5 years. And sadly, Oregon, a place that was known for these picture-perfect summer days, no more than 80 degrees. The last 2 years, we've had over 100 degrees in June. And we don't have AC even for many indoor work sites. And OSHA has had some listening sessions, and we give them a lot of credit for that, where workers said, right now, we're at the mercy of our employers. If our employer wants to do the right thing, maybe we'll get that extra break. Maybe there will be enough water. But many employers either don't know or don't care, and some workers are dying from heat.
Well, and, you know, we're reading about a California farm worker in 2004 died after picking grapes for 10 hours in 105-degree temperatures because his employer told him just go home. But if employers were trained to understand what heat stroke looked like, they would have called an ambulance. Are you looking for that kind of information?
Yeah, the training piece is critical, both for supervisors who have that power to say, keep working or take a break, and for workers to know to protect themselves and to protect each other, because heat is something we all think we can just power through. We should think of it like, you know, we close schools and workplaces when there's snow and ice. We need to think about heat that way as well, because it's extremely dangerous. And those workers who really can't afford to take a break, they need that protection to be able to say, it is too dangerous to keep working right now.
Yeah, and again, the protection you're asking for is access to shade at some times, access to water, breaks. But does the way farm work works, is that a problem here as well? Because I'm understanding most farm workers aren't paid by the hour. They're paid by how much they pick.
That's exactly right, Robin. That's the piece rate pay. And it is a problem, especially if you're working a harvest and you're planning to make, you know, a good amount of your yearly income in that few weeks or months. So we're proposing that quotas are suspended when there's high heat and that workers have a way to be paid if they do need to take those extra breaks. And we think we need some kind of an extreme weather fund. So workers, and especially undocumented workers or workers who are afraid to interact with the system for other reasons, have a way to get paid if they need to miss a few days of work. We know we have unemployment, but that is a cumbersome system that can take a long time to navigate. Workers can't afford to miss those days.
What about the employers, though? Many of them small businesses, and saying that they may not be able to afford some of these requirements.
Providing shade and water, really, it's not that expensive or onerous. On the idea of paying workers wages when they can't work due to heat, I do think that would be a hardship for employers. And we think that the state should be helping have some sort of fund so it works out for both. What it really comes down to is what do we value more? And at this point, I think we're valuing those crops and the farmer's bottom line a lot more than we're valuing workers' health.
Attorney Kate Sussman with the Northwest Workers' Justice Project, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.